7.
Nobody likes to wait in line, and nobody likes to wait in long lines. And I will say, as a matter of sequester, this is happening and will continue to happen.
Jenna Napolitano exaggerates according to the major airports. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this edition of America Tonight. So here's the scoop. Chop, chop. The sequester now will be enacted. We knew this last week, and we also knew that nothing was going to change. But there was a rally, a push, if you will, the last 2 weeks to try to get everybody whipped up into a frenzy who has a vote, meaning the Republicans who refuse to give in to more taxes and to look at the other ways to cut spending. I think that the president really didn't think this out too well, hemorrhaged a little bit, if you will, I was looking for the right word, when he's trying to pull this all together, thinking with the automatic spending cuts to the military, for goodness sake, my goodness, the Republicans, that is the credo. We can never leave a man behind or a dollar on the floor. So what's going to happen here is the Republicans are going to rise up and they're going to try to cut a deal at the last second because they're not going to want that to happen. With Leon Panetta threatening when he was the Secretary of Defense, and now you have Chuck Hagel in that position. So he overplayed his hand is the better way to say it. We're hemorrhaging with the deficit, yes, but he overplayed his hand at the poker table, assuming with all the time in between that the Republicans would come back, they would figure it out, and ultimately the sequester wouldn't happen. And certainly not the way it was set up. But it's here, and now all the threats about what the lines are going to be like at the airport, how awful it's going to be in our major hubs. What's happened is Napolitano earlier in the day on Monday was saying that she already had reports that it was terrible at LAX. The lines were ridiculously long. Same thing in Atlanta. Same thing in Chicago. And what was really, really funny is those airports, the public relations directors for all of those airports were called up immediately to find out, reporters doing stories, just how awful it was at the airports. And they were told, well, I don't know what you're talking about. It's business as usual. We haven't had any delays on the tarmacs, so nothing with the planes, and we haven't had any problems going through security. Where are you getting your information? Oh, from the director of Homeland Security. Whoops. So I would say there's some exaggerating going on there. How does the woman who runs the place, has the highest job, get it wrong? And it's because I think they just figured, well, we'll just say it's, of course, LAX is always crowded. We'll say it's extra crowded. But then they don't realize that the pride people take at these airports, they don't want to hear that things are bogged down when they're truly not and the pathway is clear. So immediately shooting back, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not the case here in Los Angeles. That's not the case in Atlanta. That's not the case in Chicago. Now, that could change with the weather because snow is being dumped, especially Chicago. The Midwest is getting hammered by snow, so there may be some changes there with some delays, but that's weather delays. That won't be due to the sequester. But to be fair, it could change in 30 days, and the reason is because that's when you'll start to feel that trickling effect, perhaps, with the furloughs. But right now, the airports are contradicting Napolitano and saying that that's not true, that that's a lie, that they're not having problems. So flip a coin if you have to go to one of those airports or make a decision. The woman who's been appointed to one of the highest cabinet positions in the land says that the lines are long. But her people are saying it's not at all long. So you decide what you want to do. But this goes to the fact of exaggerating, of getting people whipped up into a frenzy, making people upset that why do these cuts happen? They didn't have to happen, and we're all suffering as a result of it. I mean, even a statement released Friday by the TSA said travelers would likely not see immediate impact at airport security points, but the delays would happen over time. They weren't going to happen right away. In fact, a spokesperson for Airlines for America, which is the airlines industry trade group, also contradicted Napolitano and said, we're not seeing any impact at all, period, at any of the airports. Our biggest problem this week is the weather rather than the sequester. That, you know, and here's the thing, nobody really wants to beat her up. So they're not speculating on why she would say that, but they're saying that there hasn't been any abnormal delays. There hasn't been security problems. There hasn't been any of that. Furthermore, not just those three airports, but across the country, it was business as usual on Monday. So I say shame on Janet Napolitano for, you know, pushing that myth. I mean, what's that about? Why do that? Tell the truth. If they're, you know, if she has something to gain and they're telling her to exaggerate and they're forcing her to exaggerate, that's, yeah, you got to exaggerate. But the fact that to just, you know, just means she's untrustworthy to me. Come on. I mean, aren't they sworn in? Isn't it about protecting and defending and all that kind of stuff, Homeland Security and whatnot? So we're supposed to believe what she says when you have seven people saying, no, that's not it. She's like a mob boss. Put the fear in them. Put the fear. So I love that immediately, the contradiction. And the people that contradicted weren't trying to go after her. They're just saying, anybody at any of those airports in a position of making sure there aren't delays, they don't want to hear that there's these mythical delays because they don't want people freaked out by that. So I think she's so out of touch, they feel like she feels like she's insulated, and they got so many special assistants to another assistant and an assistant after that, that nobody is going to really call her on the carpet. But the funny thing is that the airports did, because they immediately contradicted what she said. So take everything you hear about this sequester with a grain of salt. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you had some thoughts on the automatic spending cuts. Also, we're going to, besides checking the mail, we've got another version of We Can Count, and I'm going to introduce you to an amazing woman who has a book out that will blow your socks off, where she talks about post-traumatic stress disorder, because she lived through it as her father went to Vietnam, came back, and did things like hit under tables. But nobody would talk about it. Nobody wanted to talk about it, and it really affected her through her childhood. But she had a way to reconcile that, and wait till you hear her story, and wait till you hear how many people are being helped by a website that she threw up, assuming a handful of people might see it and might be able to get something out of it. But actually, it's helped a lot of families deal with post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's a thing that we have to keep chipping away at and not let it get away from us. Because how can you put a net over someone? You can't, but you can just try to get them as much help as possible. And bravo to her. She's doing that. So that's coming up here next, in fact, on America Tonight. You won't want to miss this interview. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You've been in Afghanistan after serving a tour in Iraq before that, perhaps. And we could go back to Vietnam and some of the people that we've talked to who told us some horrific stories from Nam days and what it was like to come back and try to deal with it, especially then. And we're talking about dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, commonly known the acronym PTSD, just exploding now, and the conversations, thank goodness, are happening near and far, and probably still not enough. Very pleased to welcome to the show somebody who saw it through really a daughter's eyes, and that's what her book is all about. And, you know, again, the family relationship is so key in this. Crystal Presley is the author of 30 Days with My Father, Finding Peace from Wartime PTSD. Crystal, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
So, obviously, what prompted you to write the book was your own personal experiences, and we have all kinds of statistics, and I'll talk about that, but just take us through what you saw as a kid, because that, to me, is interesting, looking at it from a family point of view.
Sure. So, my dad was drafted to Vietnam in 1969. It was right after the Tet Offensive, so it was the worst time to be drafted. He was in Vietnam for a year, and when he came back, he was not the same person who left. He spent my childhood hiding under tables, locked in his room. He wasn't really functional. He wasn't really an integral part of our family after he came home. He was unable to participate in Christmases or birthdays. He vacillated between depression and rage. and I felt as if I lived in a house with a man who called himself my father, but I really didn't know who he was, and I was always afraid to ask for his story. It was a really small town. Vietnam was such an unpopular war, so I never, for 30 years, I never asked my dad about Vietnam. And when my dad had come home, this, of course, was the early 70s. There was no such thing as PTSD. PTSD didn't become a recognized medical term in the DSM until the early 80s. So my dad just thought he was going crazy.
Oh, and you didn't have anywhere to turn, right? Was there anyone you could talk to about it or no?
There was absolutely nobody.
Wow. And so as a child, when you see that, then that must have affected you, and you talk about this in the book. What was it like at school? Was it easy for you to make friends? How did you act out? How did that affect you?
Well, I hardly had any friends back then because I was never able to articulate this as a child. I just always thought that there was something wrong with me and that I was just an oddball and that I didn't fit in. But I know now as an adult that if you're not able to be open and authentic and real with people, you can't really be close to anybody. And so that was what was happening back then. Vietnam was a big secret in my house. My dad's symptoms, which of course we later learned were symptoms of PTSD, that was a big secret. I never told anybody what was really happening. I could never really bring people home with me because I didn't know how my dad would, what his mood would be from day to day.
Wow.
It was really scary. I began to cut myself. My grades began to drop in school. And my dad, I knew, was experiencing so much pain, and I really wanted to help. I just didn't know how. And in a strange kind of way, and in a really comforting way even, and I know that sounds a little warped, but I started cutting myself back then because it made me feel close to my father to experience pain.
Yeah. And then as you get older, you get over this hurdle because you're having some success. You go and you get a bachelor's, you get a master's, you end up getting married, you travel around, you travel to India. So you've got these accomplishments under your belt. But your relationship with your father was still fractured, changed, whatever. And that, I talked about the name of the book, 30 Days with My Father. So I'm imagining that, what we know here is that you're spending those 30 days. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, one of my many, many therapists, this is back when I was living in Virginia, we would try different interventions for me, sometimes yoga, sometimes meditation, sometimes prescriptions. She would say, try something for 30 days. You really don't know if it's going to work unless you try it for 30 days. If it goes totally awry, then fine. You know that after 30 days, and you can withstand anything for 30 days. So at this point, when I was 30, this was 3 years ago, I hadn't spoken to my dad for 13 years. And I really never knew him when I lived in that house. And I always felt like there was a hole in my heart and in my soul because of all that. And the reason I had stopped talking to my father was really because of his symptoms. I just didn't understand him. I didn't understand his story. And I figured the best thing I could do was just leave that place and not look back. So that's what I did. But through therapy and becoming more self-aware and not really ever being able to find happiness and peace and fulfillment, I finally did reach out to him because I just wanted to try to be a happy person. And I wanted to try to figure out all the things that happened to me back then. And I knew that I needed to talk to him in order to do that. So I devised this project. I asked my dad if he would let me talk to him every day for 30 days on the phone. And in fact, I didn't really ask my dad. I asked my mom to ask my dad if he would do this. And he said yes. So we embarked on this project together that was really, really hard and really profound and beautiful at the same time, where we talked every day for 30 days. And I finally had a chance to really ask my father for the first time ever for his story.
And you got his story.
And I got his story, finally.
Mm. And what did that do to your relationship? I mean, I bet you that opened him up.
It did. It opened us both up. I was holding such resentment towards my dad, because I think, like most kids, I always thought about my parents as these superhuman people that were supposed to do all the right things and make all the right decisions. And I really held them accountable when they didn't do the right thing by me, especially as an adult. And as an adult, I looked back upon my childhood and thought, you know what? This was wrong. You know, why did he hide away? Why couldn't he just go get help? Why couldn't he do this? Why couldn't he do that? And so it was all about really blaming them, because I didn't know my dad's story. I didn't really know who he was. And once I heard his story, I was able to see my dad as this fallible person, this kid who was a lot like me, who had gone off. Of course, I never went off to war, but when he went off to war at 18, he was just a kid. And he saw so many things that haunted him, and it was as if he was stuck in the past. He could never really move forward.
Wow. Wow, what a story. And I want to advance the story, too, and tell everybody, you know, the statistics are just sadly so grim when we talk about PTSD, and at least we're talking about it, and that's the good thing, and people are getting some help. But, Crystal, you've also founded the United Children of Veterans. If you go UnitedChildrenOfVeterans.com, you can see it's a great website, and there's all kinds of resources on post-traumatic stress disorder in children of war veterans. You got your PhD to add on to that wall of education and in education, and you're an instructor, instructional mentor teacher in the Atlanta Public Schools. So I can imagine that this is great. You've got a little web here where you can reach out to people. Are you finding that people are taking you up on that, or people going to the website and whatnot?
They are, I mean, by the thousands. But the funny thing is, I just thought, I mean, for 30 years, I thought, this is my story. I never identified myself as a child of a veteran. It never came up in any conversations. I never would have really found a community of children of veterans, because I wasn't about to tell anybody that my dad was in Vietnam. I wasn't about to say a word about all the things that happened back then when he came home with his symptoms and the way it affected my mother and me. I didn't want to say a word about that. So for 30 years, I thought that I was all alone. And then I began this project with my dad, and I blogged about it first before it became a book. And that's how I realized I was on to something, that I had opened up some sort of big can of worms, and there was no turning back. When I began to get hundreds and then thousands of emails from people who said, I'm just like you, but I've never told anybody. So it was so overwhelming.
Yeah, what a terrific thing that you're doing for people. The book called 30 Days with My Father, Finding Peace from Wartime PTSD. Flying up the Amazon charts. You can grab it there. Crystal, thanks for sharing your story with us, and I hope that people listening tonight on America Tonight go and get help and use Crystal as a resource, and it's a great place to start. And again, thank you for coming on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
But so the people know that I get your mind. The daddy kids that don't think I'm out. But so the people know that I get your mind. The people inside the chicken hanging. And Jason didn't do it. I'm the soldier man. You know the good. You know the good, but you know my good.
There's a lot of people leaning on the good book, and a lot of people sending us snail mail, I am pleased to say. It explodes. It's amazing. I'm telling you. It's like the peanuts. When you know what I'm talking about, the packing peanuts, when you slit open the box and they just seem to come out all over the place. That's what our mail is like. So without further ado, I'm going to slide on down to the mail room and let's check a few of them out.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one is from the Bracken. I get it, kind of like the Kraken. The Bracken says, yo, Kate Delaney and America Tonight. I am so glad the sequester nonsense is over. It's a mere pittance. $85 billion is hardly enough to make a dent. That's what the joke is in all of this nonsense that we've been listening to for a year. Wasn't it inevitable, as you said yourself, that this was going to happen? So let's move on. How about this deal with NASCAR and the sponsorship in your neck of the woods in Texas? The NRA slapping the $1 million on the speedway to sponsor a Big Daddy race in April. Good for the NRA trying to get their name out there. Wayne LaPierre is no one to be trifled with or rifled with. Get it? The Bracken, what an attempt at humor there. No, LaPierre is creating his own noise by dumping out a bunch of commercials, online commercials and a bunch of ads in 15 states, newspaper ads, and now spending money on the sponsorship of the Texas Motor Speedway. $1 million or so a race is what it costs. That means you have close to 200,000 people that sit in the seats, plus the coverage that you get for a NASCAR race, and that's the crowd. Texas guns and cars. You can't beat that, and then plus the NASCAR audience. So, sure, I mean, of course, with all of the blowback on gun control legislation federally and then what's happening in the states, you know, this is an issue. There's five boilerplate issues that are never going away in my lifetime. I'm convinced of it. This is one of them. You know what the others are? I'll give you two of the others. I know you can guess the rest. So guns is one. Abortion is another. Gay marriage, relationships, whatever, that's another one. And then there's two more. Anybody guess what the two others are? Oh, I know you know them. I'm not even going to tell you what the two others are, but there's five. And so that's one of the big five. This will die down. There'll be some votes. And there may actually be some good that comes out of it, because I think, you know, this idea that there's bipartisan support to stop illegal weapons and to have a huge prison term attached to it, maybe they catch a few people in the net, that would be good. But I think more regulation, stricter regulation, confusing regulation is not going to curb what ails us in the United States. And the fear of taking guns away and then runs on ammunition and all that other stuff is crazy. Stick with the Second Amendment, leave it at that, and go for responsible gun ownership. How's that? Is there such a thing? And I say, yes, there is such a thing. Go for the responsible gun ownership and try, like nobody's business, to shore up the people who have mental illness getting guns. Make sure the records go through the system, a better record-keeping system. The background checks are there, but nobody's doing anything with them because the record-keeping is atrocious. That's the bigger problem. So this is what happens when you have too much bureaucracy bumping up against each other. The information isn't shared. So it doesn't matter, because then people get the access to the guns because the information is never shared. So let's start there. How about that? Okay, here's another one. This one coming to us from Joe, who says, wow, I have to tell you, I've heard you talk about the sinkhole, and I got so curious the other day. You've mentioned it a few times that it happened in Florida. I took a look at the picture. Very sad. That poor guy that went down on the ground and his brother having to watch that. Can you imagine anything worse, Kate? A sinkhole like that, you got to think that other houses in that neighborhood are definitely in trouble. I would sell and never look back. Yeah, but bingo, there's the problem. Who's buying in that neighborhood? Oh, isn't that the sinkhole neighborhood? And they did have another one that bubbled up. They had another sinkhole that came up, but it opened up about 3 miles from where this house was, and it was between two houses. One of the houses was just a vacant house. It didn't cause any kind of a damage, but 12 feet across, 5 feet deep. So they think the holes are related. So now if you've got a crater there and you're starting to see other craters, man, oh, man, I would say that they're going to have a bunch of teardowns in that neighborhood. And some of this comes, I think I've explained this before, because what did the sinkholes come from? You know, I wanted to know what it was that caused that. And what it is if Florida itself lies on top of a bedrock made of limestone or other rock that gets eaten away by acidic groundwater. So it forms this void, and when that forms, it collapses when the rock can't support the weight of what's above it, and this happens in a lot of places in Florida. Who knew that was the reason why? It's all what's underneath the ground, baby, isn't it? It's all the ground shifts. All of you know, what kind of foundation do you have? Where's the ground shifting? But that kind of shifting, where you have sinkholes, boy, that is, I mean, to me, that is scary. You're in a house and there's the possibility that a sinkhole could swallow you up. Who's thinking that? Those people certainly weren't. And they couldn't do anything to save their poor brother. He's only in his mid-30s. And that's it. I mean, there's nothing they could do. They can't even get his body exhumed from the ground because it's too far down. They don't even know where it is. It could be 50 feet down. Oh, terrible. Awful. All right, here's one from the Rebounder who says, man, I got to tell you, I think we rebound in this country like no other. But, boy, those politicians do everything they can to squeeze us, don't they? Constant conversation, Kate, about the middle class, and yet it's the middle class that always takes it in the shorts, if you know what I'm saying. Now this sequester is affecting so many of my neighbors because they work for the government, making not giant dollars, making in the 40s, and they're going to have 20% cuts. Ridiculous. In a seven-month period. Why, oh, why is it always the little man that ends up getting roughed up the most when the government is inactive and sits on its hands? Yeah, well, that's the problem. This has been going on for a long time. It's nothing new. We knew this was going to happen. Across the board budget cuts was going to kick in unless somehow they had taken a scalpel to it, which they were too chicken to do that. And it's been on the board for a long time. Very, very long time. Now you got this problem of a government shutdown, so imagine the neighbors who work for the government that could possibly also suffer a shutdown. And that has happened before. So the government shuts down for a week, and you're already getting furloughed one day, and you add those 22 days on top of the other days, and that's bad. That's a bad beat, man. It is. And it is the people that aren't making the big money, that don't have the high clearances, that are in that neighborhood in D.C. where they're pulling down shocking amounts of money. So, yeah, that's rough for, again, the middle class. All right, this one from The Jet. I love these nicknames. So I've had like three nicknames here. So The Jet says, Kate, did you happen to see the story about the emergency landing in Illinois? I know you do a lot on planes. I think your husband is a pilot or was a pilot or something like that. I heard him one time on the air. And I don't know if you happen to catch that or not. Yeah, it was a plane that had gear problems, but it landed okay. And this was at the St. Louis airport's pretty big. They thought the plane was going to touch down at the downtown airport. That's across from, I think, the Mississippi River. I want to say that one. I've been through that airport enough. But they went to the St. Louis Lambert Airport, and eight people were on the plane, but nobody was hurt. So that's good. So no incident, but gear problems. See, here's the thing. That moment where you're on the plane and you realize, hey, the gear's not coming down, you got to brace yourself, brace. And you're just waiting to see what happens. They dump the nose, the plane gets diverted, and then you just are hoping. You're just hoping that the plane goes down and you make it. And there isn't any kind of an explosion or there isn't any kind of, problem. You got the ambulances and the fire trucks that are there just in case, because that's a possibility, but no. And here's what I want to know. Who was on the jet? Who was on the jet? The jet was a Learjet. They didn't say who the people were on. They just said there were eight people on the jet when it dipped down. So I'm just kind of curious. Could be anyone. Could just be somebody who rented it. They have the NetJet things and people rent planes. Not necessarily the person who owned that jet, but pretty scary stuff. All right, so as you can see, a lot of different kinds of things offered up in our mailbag. You have some thoughts, share them with us, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Was offered $10,000 to have an abortion after ultrasound showed the baby she was carrying for another couple had severe medical problems. This is a strange story. The baby's parents sued for custody of the child, and they're going to surrender her to the state of Connecticut. There was a surrogate mother involved. The surrogate mother refused to have the abortion after the abnormalities were spotted on the ultrasound. So the surrogate mother moved to Michigan, where she is legally the mother. The baby lives with adoptive parents and has all these problems. But how about that, the fact that she refused to do that, that she refused to have the abortion? The couple, not too happy about it. You know, most surrogates actually end in pretty happy times because it's usually a younger woman and they have great success with this and, you know, whatnot. And in this case, there's a story I happen to see somewhere. The couple had conceived their child through in vitro fertilization and had 2 embryos left over. So here we go with that. The doctors use them, and the rest is history with Kelly. And after it showed she was pregnant and all of that kind of stuff, then ultimately they found out, you know, what happened after that. Unfortunately, the next ultrasound, as the ultrasounds went, the ultrasound wasn't good. But even with the abnormality, she didn't care. The test showed that the baby did have a cleft lip and palate and a cyst in the brain and a heart abnormality. And the doctors said that the baby would need heart surgeries after she was born, and she had only a 25% chance of having a normal life. And, you know, she decided that whatever efforts it took, that she was opposed to the termination, and she was going to have the baby no matter what. So there became kind of a wild standoff. So they offered the money to abort the baby. Just abort the baby. We'll give you the check. You know, the mother called the hospital, asked about the types of abortion, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you have to give her credit for standing her ground and not taking the money, because she was doing the surrogacy thing for money anyway, but said it just was against her code. She couldn't take the money, and she was not going to take the money. How about this story? Mission to Mars. This is a big one. The latest mission to Mars. They're talking about, you know, ultimately how many and who would be, how, you know, how long they'll be in space. So the Inspiration Mars Foundation wants to send two people, maybe a middle-aged married couple, to space in a capsule that would pass within 100 miles of Mars. They haven't done any application process stuff yet. The Mars mission masterminds are getting resumes and technology ideas from people who are interested, and they're getting the money to finance it and all of that kind of stuff. And they're going to have obviously a rigorous process would have to be in place if they're going to go up there for however long they're going to go up there for. But they're talking about 500 days. Ugh, 500 days. That would be a very long time in a tight-quartered experience. Very, very, very tight. Remember what I'm thinking of is when they did those bio things that people lived in, living in the biosphere, that research facility that they had in Arizona. I want to say it was in the 90s, and they were there for 2 years, and there were six people there. There's just no way. Too confining, I think. Maybe they'll send an astronaut couple. There's got to be a few of those anyway. But they're talking about 501 days, 501 days that they would be up in space and then come back. Mars 500 experiment. There's been a few other things that they're doing too related to that, but I would think that the testing would certainly weed out some people, because you know there's going to be people that will say, oh, absolutely, yeah, that sounds great. Sounds great until you realize 500 days, 500 plus days, 501 days. What is that last day like? Ooh, I don't think so. This is a sad story. You know, you drive by and you see all the hay on these farms, just giant bales of hay that people sell and keep on their property and whatnot. There was a man who was driving a tractor in South Carolina who was crushed to death under one of those bales of hay. It weighed 800 pounds, they think, maybe even a little bit more. He was using an old tractor with a front end, just like a forklift, to move the hay. The bale was lifted off the ground. It rolled back over the tractor and onto him. And because of the weight of it, he was just, sadly, he was just crushed. And his son had gone out to the pasture to check on him because he didn't come home. And then he found him, unfortunately, crushed after that. And it is those giant bales of hay that you see when you drive. I see them every day. If there's a place that's not too far from me, you drive by, and they're huge. Here's a new study out that's not happy news, that gives us some interesting information about life expectancy for women in the U.S. They say it's actually falling, and researchers can't really explain. The latest research found that women age 75 and younger are dying at higher rates than in previous years in nearly half of the countries, you know, in our counties, rather. in the nation. A lot of them are rural in the South and in the West. While men's, the life expectancy for men has held pretty steady or actually improved, but for women, it's the opposite, and there's this weird phenomenon. There's a gap, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is showing that women's longevity is definitely not growing at the same pace as men's. So men may be, you know, it's the old thing about it's the women outlive the men. It may flip around. The rate of women dying younger than would be expected fell from 324 to 318 per 100,000. 100,000. But there's no conclusive stuff. I mean, they're studying this. They're studying people. They're releasing the information in the journal Health Affairs, and they talk about the life expectancy is, you know, where it's at. But there's still more studying to be done. But they're finding that women are definitely dying much sooner than they had been previously. So the mortality rate has changed. How about that? And that's interesting, I think, because it's usually the opposite way, right, guys? Your woman is going to outlive you and you're not worried about it, but apparently not so fast, not that easy. All right, a little sports shot here when it comes to hoop. The Heat are on a little record tear. They've won 15 straight for all you NBA fans. And, you know, where does it ultimately end up for Miami? You know, LeBron was the man last time out. He was the MVP. Dwayne Wade in the last game out was hitting everything. 32 points and 10 assists and 7 boards, so he's collecting his numbers. But everybody on the floor gets credit for the 15 straight wins. It is a long road to get to the playoffs, and if you can go on a little bit of a streak, that's the best way to get in, and Miami is absolutely doing that, absolutely. Here's a car that a lot of people are talking about, $4 million for a Lamborghini. Would you pay that? It's the Veneno. If you want one, you can't even get it because there's only three, and they're already spoken for, but $4 million. It's crazy sleek. It's crazy fast, but so expensive. The body of the car, plastic, carbon fiber construction, the chassis, the outer skin, all made from that carbon fiber reinforced plastic, and it's really extraordinary, an extraordinarily beautiful looking car. But if they're only selling three, looks like we're all out of luck, even if we had the spare cash.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The weather outside is weather.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.